Oh, I guess I'll bring it in. All right, I'm Justin.
I'm Bruce.
And this is the Break-Ins,
episode 18.
So we're back from the Cincinnati Comic Expo. A couple days later, we did this podcast.
I think we can tell people what day we did it. We're not hiding anything. There's no magic.
Okay.
We are, what is it, Tuesday the 21st.
And the expo was the 18th of...
Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we've given enough time. Things have sunk in.
I would have been too burnt out had we tried to do it. Thinking about it now...
I would have liked to have tried to do it right afterwards. I just... It's a dreadful thing I was playing with.
Well, I mean, I read that, you know, you were kind of busy when you got back, too, so...
Yeah.
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 You did that nice man thing.
Just to kill some time.
Mm-hmm. Me, though, I was... Not too thrilled to be around people for the rest of the night.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You have a bad experience overall?
No, it was just I was burnt out.
Ate too much Red Robin?
Yeah. No, I was just my eyes were killing me, and I was my tolerance for anything was gone. So.
Did you know that Red Robin has bottomless fries?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
When the guy was like, "Hey, you want some more fries?" I said no because I thought, well, I'm not going to pay
mm-hmm.
like another $3-4 mm-hmm. for a thing of fries.
Yeah, I just wasn't trying to eat as many fries.
I would have eaten at least two more helpings of fries.
Well, you know, he didn't mention they had bottomless fries. I think also we said we've been here there before. So that might have negated some of the offers.
Yeah, but I've been there 3-4 times mm-hmm. and I had no idea.
Oh.
They should post that.
I think it's on the menu somewhere.
Maybe. I barely looked at the menu. My philosophy on fast food... No, I don't know. Is it really fast food at that point? What is it?
No, like it's a family restaurant.
Okay. My philosophy on any place you eat at where they come and take your order,
mm-hmm.
when you order your drink, order food, mm-hmm. or you're going to end up waiting another half hour for no reason. As soon as someone talks to you, just boom, food.
Yeah, I wasn't really prepped, so I just kind of made it.
I just randomly pick something off the menu to try to save us time. Because I could see you were waning a bit.
Well, I love when they come up and while you're eating, you know.
Yeah.
How's everything?
No.
So get the thumbs up. Or just spit it out and then tell them. It's really good.
Everything but this bite
yeah.
was delicious. Okay, so we have some bullet points. Some thought starters.
Cincinnati Comic Expo. The second...
2010, the first one.
Yeah, second con of the year for me.
Ditto.
Yeah. Third appearance of it, because I did the pre-comic book day, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I had had a baby shower.
Yeah. I had to not go to.
For my baby.
Well, I had a good time. You know, I liked it. The drive down was fun.
I'd like to think both drives were okay.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself, for the most part.
One had the killer sun. We got attacked by the sun trying to find his place.
Yes, apparently driving south is... is driving into the rising sun
mm-hmm.
for us. It's painful. Very painful.
All right, so, bullet points. We
yep.
should stick to these. We do better when we stick to these
Number
things.
One.
People we met. Well, we'll start off with...
You want to do proximity? You want to work it out from proximity?
Well, sure, however you want to do it. However you want to do it.
Okay. I'm going to open up a cough drop here.
Ricola.
These are Ricolas.
You know, I used to say that when they'd... do another
That's
one.
Still good. That's still
yeah,
good.
Okay.
Still good.
When they had E. coli, it was big, and I'd be like, E. coli! I guess I'm the only one that ever... I did that whenever I hear E. coli.
Never did that. Yeah. The guy sitting right next to us.
Chris Pritchard. Mm-hmm.
Really nice guy. Great guy. Attractive.
Very attractive.
To,
most attractive man there.
His art was attractive.
Yeah, it was...
The guy loved a compliment. Even if it wasn't directed at him. Well, thank you!
Man. Those Bengals did great. I know.
I know, it's on me. It's on me.
What was he was drawing... Because I don't want to use the wrong word, apparently. What were his characters?
Pardon me?
I don't want to use the wrong word. I don't want to offend anyone on this.
You're not going to...
What was the name of his character? Not Chris, but his characters he was drawing. I said Eskimo, and I got...
They were Inuit.
You forced me to say Eskimo.
Eskimo is a derogatory term.
We just lost our Eskimo.
It's our one... Our one native Eskimo listener.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nooknack. Dear Nooknack, please forgive us. We are unknowledgeable of your Inuit ways. Yeah, Eskimo is offensive. Inuit is apparently the proper term.
Inuit or Inuit?
Inuit.
Okay.
I may have said Inuit because I have a giant cough drop.
Okay.
Tucked into my cheek like a redneck in Shaw.
So you drew Inuits. Inuits. I can't say.
He drew one Inuit.
Inuit. Okay.
Yeah, he did gaming footage. Not footage. Gaming drawings. Jesus.
He did Jesus.
Play Jesus today.
No, but he had a really cool setup. I really liked his tablecloth.
Yeah.
Really purple.
Yeah, it was the Hindu character for Om.
Can we use the word Hindu?
I think so.
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Indiana Jones.
I would go and see that. he did game stuff, card games and things like that. He drew.
Overall, nice guy. You know, I realized that I never talked to anyone that I'm next to, and that's because I'm never next to anyone. All my years at Gem City, I sat in the one spot,
which is next to you in the door.
Me in the door. And then even last year, I was next to a door.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always sit next to people.
No, you weren't next to a door last year.
I don't think there was anyone.
At Gym City?
Right, there wasn't, but then they went.
They moved the table.
Right.
The guy didn't want to sit next to you.
Well, yeah.
Which he ended up sitting on the other side of Chris Pritchard.
Okay. Huh. Well, that's funny how that worked out.
No.
That's where we would have sat.
Chris, nice guy, great guy.
Yeah, we would have sat there next to him.
That's my chair. It's dying. On the other side of us was Gerald...
Geraldo.
Yeah. And it was nine guys, I think.
Maybe 20.
Two of them spoke very clear English, and they had just dance music blaring out of... They had a laptop hooked up to a TV with like a... It was a fancy like slideshow presentation of their comic. But it just had music just blaring.
Two-minute repeat, I think.
Not like just five-second repeat. multiple times, people came up. I tried to talk to them. They couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I felt like I was shouting a lot, too.
My throat started hurting, probably because of that. Because I spent the entire day yelling over, did not care much for that. Right across from us was apparently some sort of senior center. Pantheon?
Yeah.
Pantheon?
Yeah, but they had that cool big picture they were working on. I checked that. I was like, ooh, how can I get part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bet I didn't get up to
try. Because there were like 17 people. They took three tables.
They had a phonograph.
They had a Victrola. Hello, my baby. Hello, my comic. Hello, my graphic novel.
That was good. I like that improv. Yeah.
Ah, song and dance. Those are the people that were near us.
Yeah.
Let's expand out some more.
Okay.
You flagged down an older gentleman.
Yes, Mr. Michael. I guess I should say his name. Michael Uslan.
As you like to shout at him
hey,
from across
Mike!
The room.
Yeah. Hey, Mike! Get over here!
Which I'm pretty sure he thought he knew you.
Because
he kept glancing down at your name. Justin. Hey there, how you doing? Justin? Good to see you, Justin?
Well, you know, I used the same approach on J.J. Abrams. I called him down at the San Diego using... It sounded like I knew him, and it works.
Yeah.
And he came over, he talked to us. Talked to us about Sam Raimi.
Yes, he did. Who apparently directed some Spider-Man movies.
Apparently, yes. Well, you know, I was telling Stephanie about this, and I said, yeah. So he's telling us, and he went into robot mode, which he does with interviewers.
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes, Sam Raimi directed some Spider-Man films. Spider-Man films, and that makes sense if you're talking to an interviewer or someone that doesn't know.
Yeah, he speaks in brackets.
I told Stephanie.
It's a proper noun and then a description of that proper noun.
I said, yeah. So I went into robot mode, and he said, Sam Raimi, and she looked at me. Who's Sam Raimi? And I said, he directed Spider-Man films. She's like, oh, yeah. Oh,
seriously?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, it takes that. You know, it takes that. And whatever. So, but yeah, apparently, I didn't know Sam Raimi was going to do The Phantom at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know who did The Phantom.
As far as I know, no one. The film plays...
Well, no, it was The Shadow. Not The Phantom.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah.
With Baldwin. Yeah. I did still like the Jonathan Winters and Ian McKellen.
Jonathan Winters was in it?
Yeah, The Shadow. We're talking about The Shadow, not The Phantom. With Billy Zane. Okay, yeah. The Shadow is what Sam Raimi was supposed to do.
Okay, okay.
And Jonathan Winters, Alec Baldwin, Penelope Ann Miller,
yep.
Ian McKellen.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And I don't know who the bad guy was.
Yeah, some Asian
I don't
know who, guy.
Yeah, was it Genghis Khan or a relative of Genghis Khan?
It was a descendant.
Descendant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who had some sort of mental ability.
Oh, and Tim Curry.
Tim Curry in it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because he had that scene where he goes around in a circle with like a Tommy gun.
The movie was not very memorable.
Oh. Well, I remember enough.
I remember Dick Tracy much better.
Yeah, I saw the movie twice.
I think Dick Tracy was a better version of The Shadow.
Warren Beatty did that one.
Was Uslan involved in Dick Tracy?
I'll look into that. I don't know.
If he was, I'd probably respect him.
I liked him.
Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah. Very nice guy. I wish he would have came back around. I should have given him my comic book then. Would have been one of the few times I got rid of my comic. But that's a whole other story. So, let's see. We also have... we talked about Chris. Well, I guess that leaves your fan.
Barry. Yes.
Barry.
Yes.
I don't know how much you want to say
I'm
about
Barry. I'm not sure how to tell this story.
Barry was a huge fan
of you.
Yes, he
was. He bought one of every single thing I had. Don't know his real name. Just calling him Barry. He came to our table three times. First time I saw him, he
was there three times?
Yeah.
I never knew.
The first time I saw him, he took my picture from a distance. I saw a flash, I looked over, and I was like, what was that? And he's like, oh, you were just making a great expression. He came over, talked to me, he's like, I take pictures of, you know, people here at the booths and everything, and you look cool, is what he said to me. And he bought one of my comics. And thank you. I'm petting my dog. Apparently, it's Barry.
While talking about Barry.
Barry. So he came over, bought one of my comics, left two, 3 hours later. Comes up back, tells me he bought some stuff, wants to buy some posters. You know, chat some more. Hey, you know, where'd you get your stuff printed? Oh, my wife works at a printing place. She takes care of that. Wearing my wedding ring the whole time. Nice guy.
Yeah. He bought one of my comics.
But one of your comics. Third time he comes back, you know, I help him wrap some posters that he bought. He bought one of those poster tubes, put them down in. I offered him some rubber bands anyway to wrap the posters in. And then he says, hey, I'd like to get my picture taken with you. And seriously, nice guy up to this point.
Right.
He's still a nice guy.
Right.
End of the day and all that. But
my mom took the picture.
Your mom took the picture.
Yes.
And then... Barry was curious about what I was going to be doing after the con. Told him that I had some things with my wife and my mother-in-law and so on and so forth. And he seemed to regret it.
Yeah.
Like, feel bad that he wasn't able to spend more time with me. And then he left.
You really took that football away from Barry's Charlotte Brown.
Yes, I did. Got home.
Mm-hmm.
Googled myself. And Barry runs a website for bears, which is gay men with beards.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to have a beard.
Yes, you do.
So somewhere, I'm probably the bear of the month.
Well, you know, I'm actually a little upset that I shaved. Because I just shaved. I had an interview I went for. So it wasn't a full beard. But
you were pretty clean shaven.
I meant before that.
Oh.
I didn't have a full, you know, I just had like a more of a goatee thing. Mm-hmm. But still, I think I could have had my picture taken.
I don't know.
I think I could have made more sales had
but
I...
But I was called handsome and cute.
Oh, I know. I wanted to be...
Makes me feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
Probably...
Why can't I be
I'm going to go ahead and say it's highlight of the con for me.
Yeah?
Highlight of the con.
It's pretty memorable.
Yeah.
And you were not really in on it for most of the time. And
had no clue. Right until the end.
Yeah. And several of us were.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Not me.
We must have thought that you were.
I was selling comics and smiling. Right. That's all I know.
Yeah, you were selling and something
shaking
else.
Shaking that money maker.
Your body.
That was...
He loved you.
Not for sale.
Yeah, so he would have bought more of my stuff. Yeah, I mean, then I realized that, and like I said, I'll get back to my sales here later on. The only reason he bought my book was because your artwork was in it.
Yeah, I'd like to hope that he liked my art as much as he liked me.
I don't know if we'll ever find out. Maybe
I'm not sure.
You know,
I don't know if he's going to come to my website. Don't know if he's going to listen to this. Don't know if
I don't know if he'll come to your website either.
But in case he does, hello Barry. Still don't know his name.
No, Barry's a good name. You know.
Yeah.
Barry, I like. It's a good. I don't even know what it. It's actually kind of like bear and beard. And it's kind of all.
Is it?
No, I don't know, but it's kind of almost the same.
It's bear with a Y at the end of it. Yeah. That's the way I see it, Barry. One of the Brady kids, I think, was Barry. It was the dad, Barry. That's
what makes it actually a little funnier to me.
Why?
But dad wasn't called Barry.
Oh.
The actor, I think the actor's name was Barry, wasn't it?
Barry Williams?
Oh, wait, no, that was the son. That was the oldest son.
Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barry Williams. Okay, I was thinking it was the dad was the first name Barry.
Yeah, Barry.
Okay. Well, then that isn't as funny to me anymore. Huh. Well, so those are the people...
That's Barry.
Yeah, that we met. Now, people we know that showed up, do you want to attack that? We come back, or are we doing good? Or
let's just keep going on this. All right, We're almost done.
Good. Okay, first so I want to thank everyone. I sent out a massive thing on Facebook.
And as you usually do.
As I usually do. And it angers me because so many people either decline or say maybe, which I can deal with a maybe.
My wife couldn't be there.
Right. I was going to say, ooh, that hurts.
Yeah. And Mike Adams had to work.
Don't get me started on that one.
Just saying.
You know, but I didn't find that out until the very end of the
con. There was texting. I just texted him. Hey, where are you?
Right. He could have texted first. Sorry, Mike.
He could have.
I'm riffing on you in this break.
He's not listening.
Yeah, I don't think he listens to this. I mean, Ray, I knew wasn't going to show up because he told me beforehand I'm not going to be able to show. So, but then he didn't even say it on Facebook. So people that on Facebook, at least that told me they weren't going to show, I respected that. And then people that said they were going to show and then didn't show, I also was, whatever. I'm trying to let it bother me. Silly.
People who did show up.
People that did show would be my friend Allison.
Allison.
Yeah, and her family.
That was Allison and her family.
Mm-hmm. Allison, Superman Ken. People. And Natalie and Elias, and I did a cool hot girl.
9 and 7, right?
I think so, yeah. I did a really cool hot girl for Natalie and a Superman for Elias.
Yep.
I think it was amazing.
Which I think Ken made his profile picture on
I think
Facebook.
So, yeah. Really good people.
Mm-hmm.
Really good people. I've been friends with Allison since... I've known Allison since 94, 93.
She tolerated my bad humor.
Yeah?
She stood there while I pitched the same pitch like 7 times to people trying to get to buy our comics.
What did I say to someone about your pitch? That it felt like...
Billy Mays?
No. Something else. I can't remember what it was. And, of course, my mom was
Judy.
There. Yeah, Judy. She
took
she,
my picture with Barry.
She took, yeah. She gets tired, so she had to sit down, which I understand.
It happens.
But, hey, you know, she gets the picture. So... James and Marcia. I was his best man at his wedding.
Did I meet these people?
I think you walked away this time. I don't think it was because of that.
I left twice.
Yeah. I know you weren't there because these two girls I was trying to do, twins.
Yep.
They were there while...
The Scarlet Witch.
Right.
Hawk Girl twins.
I did the Hawk Girl first, and between that time, James and Marcia showed up, and they started talking to me. I haven't seen them, and I needed a break from drawing. And they left, and I thought they left because they were mad. They left because they wanted to give me time to talk to my friends. So I went and tried to track him down, and I couldn't. But yeah, I haven't seen James, I think, since... I don't think I've seen James since my wedding. So it's been 6 years.
That's why.
Yeah. And, of course, my favorite people that showed up, Stephanie, my girlfriend, and her two kids.
Yep.
Allie, Alex, and Gracie, or Grace, depending on...
Who did some passing kind of out you're. Of flyers for you.
Yes, I make them work. Oh, I also made Elias and Natalie work, too.
Yep.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. I don't know how many people came back to the table because of that.
None.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say none. Next time, I would think you'd like give them to people with bags and say, hey, stuff these in the bag.
Yeah, I thought about that. Get that to
Matt or whoever.
Maybe talk about that beforehand.
Yeah.
So Stephanie was great, and I did the two drawings. I did Captain America, and I can't think of who else I did. I know I did Captain America for Gracie
and Barnaby Jones.
No.
Nathan Fillion.
Gonna kill me now.
You did Nathan Fillion for somebody.
Fillion.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no, I mean for Allie. I can't remember who I did for Allie. I'll think about it, and I'll get back to by the end of the show. I'll definitely have
it. Wasn't Gargamel. Was not Gargamel. We on my list?
Yes, you're on your list, yes.
Okay. Man. Okay,
everyone showed up.
Yeah, not everyone. I told everyone I was going. I didn't invite specific people. Marcus Carr, one of the engineers from the TV station I work at, him and his brother came, but Marcus lives in Cincinnati. Marcus didn't buy anything from me because he owns everything I have already, except for issue 4, which I didn't tell him I had a new issue out. But thank you, Marcus, for showing up. My cousin and second cousins, I guess what you'd call them, Seth Ryan and Scott. Scott, their dad, my cousin's ex-husband, he drove them like 2.5 hours. Come up and see us. They're from Kentucky, like Lexington, Campton-ish Kentucky. They seem to really enjoy themselves. I know they were there for hours. They seem really happy. I was happy to see them. Ryan will next year probably be making his own comic selling them there. Richard and Shay. Worked with Richard Byrne Station a few years ago. Really great guy. Really nice. Did not expect to see him show up. Haven't seen him in years. He's getting married here pretty soon. I told him I was going to be at his wedding. Ralphie's telling me now I'm not going to be at his wedding. I guess her family has something planned. I'm sorry, Richard. I'll figure out what's going on and get back with you on that. Nothing else. I'll send you a gift. That's kind of it. Now, I did meet a couple of miscellaneous people who came up and just talked to me about how I drew things, how things were colored, so on and so forth. Actually, a guy gave me his business card and wanted me to check out his stuff online. Going to do all that. Going to get to all that. The twins who showed up.
Logan, the one future.
Logan Cook, the guy who was far superior to me and Justin and everyone else there. All the, I don't want to say miscellaneous people, but all the people that showed up that we didn't have the privilege of learning their names.
Right.
We appreciate you stopping by. And we appreciate you buying books.
Very much.
Justin loved doing sketches for you. He also loved getting paid to do the sketches.
Yeah.
Anyone in general, anyone we've forgotten, thanks to Matt and Andrew for having the con, thanks to that redhead that you talked to about Jean Grey with for being one of the great volunteers, bringing us water and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I gotta say, Matt and Andrew look nothing like I had pictured. Meanwhile, I've seen the profile pics.
Matt looked like Matt. Andrew I'd never met before.
Yeah.
I will say, Andrew looked very nervous.
Yeah? Well, that was the first
and
show.
Scared. It was. And that night I thought, well, you know, we've already ruined his life with our podcast. So.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah.
Okay, so we're I think we're going to take a short break
here.
And then we'll be right back.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
All right, we're back. And quick mention. I goofed last time. Steph's kids, Allie, had the Captain America. She loves Captain America, apparently. So she'll be excited about the movie next year.
Gracie
had the 1960s Adam West Batman holding the bomb, where he says, "Sometimes some days you just can't get rid of a bomb." And they love that scene in the Batman 60s movie, apparently.
It's a funny scene.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous scene.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the few Adam West Batman things ever shot outside.
We were watching Almost Got Him. Last night.
I have no idea what that is.
The one where, it's the Batman TV show. I mean, our animated show. Where they're all the villains are sitting around playing cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Killer Croc in that.
Yeah, yeah. And they want to watch, and they said, "Justin, we want you to watch it with me." So I said, "Okay. But I'm not starting at the beginning. I'm going to go to this one episode. I'm going to watch this one first." And then, you know.
What season is that?
Season 2 or 3, I think. Then we just let the DVD player play, and they go to sleep watching Batman. Yeah. Better than. I think I watched an Aquamarine the night before. Like, whatever.
Who?
Aquamarine.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. You'll find out someday.
That's a color. I know it's a color.
Yeah, whatever. But
I just watched a color.
I said, no, that's going out of the DVD player. We're watching Batman.
You throw that away.
Okay, so today's topic for today's something. I don't know why I keep saying today. The topic for this part is studios and comics versus or groups versus individuals. It all makes sense when I get to this.
Is something I brought up. I added this to the list. I noticed that, like, on the website, it was a lot of individuals' names. Mm-hmm. Which, like, we were individuals, even though we were sharing a table. When we got there and saw everyone set up, it seemed like everyone was part of, you know, blank studio or blank comics. Right. And there were multiple people circling in and out of these tables. I hate to pick on the guy that was sitting next to us. Gerard, whatever his name is. Yeah. His name was on the website. His name was on the table. This is
Gerald's table. Yeah.
Like, five guys showed up and kept circling in and out, and he had something comics written up above.
Right.
It wasn't Gerald's table.
Gerald's comics.
It was like a company, a group of people. And I saw a lot of that. Just went the time I went down to check out the trade paperbacks. It's like, okay, these are individuals on the website, on the CincinnatiComicExpo.com or whatever it is. They were individuals, but everyone seemed to have a company name behind them. How is that beneficial? Does that elevate them to where they're better than just a single person, or is there a tax break? Is it financial reasons, or
is it people
pooling money together? What's the benefit? Do you have an opinion on this?
I was thinking that maybe they've been to conventions where they were just a name, and they thought, well, maybe if we do it as a studio, people will think something better of us, that we're not just Joe Blow doing an indie comic, were something bigger. And that might be the reason. They've done something
perception.
Before.
They're doing it for perception.
And, I mean, people came up to us and thought we were... I mean, I worked on your comic, you worked on my comic book. That was it.
Yeah, we had our separate money.
Right. And because they kept on trying to hand me money for...
Separate websites. We are individuals.
Right. We're just cheap because we're sharing a table.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, you do your sketches. I try to talk to the people.
Right.
We work well together, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I don't really see the benefit outside of financially.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be even more next year. It'll just be one whole side. It'll be one giant...
Well, on a piece of paper, let's say on the website, instead of Gerald getting his own table, mm-hmm. it said, you know, blankety-blank comics. Since he registered under a comic group or, you know, a studio or whatever, would they get preferential seating? I mean...
I don't know what I did. I mean, when Ray, Mike, and I had Whack Comics, and I would send in to Gem City, I would say... Whack Comics, and then underneath it, I would have everyone's name listed. Sometimes they would choose one or the other, however they wanted to go about it. But I don't know.
I mean, back when I was doing comics with Eric, it was nobody down at SH.
Right.
Comics. But that's because we had one website, you know, and he was writing, I was drawing, you know, he was drawing, I was writing, type of thing. So that kind of made sense a little, but we didn't do it because it elevated us.
But if you promoted it on the website before the convention, would you promote it as nobody.sh with Bruce and Eric?
Probably, because I'm so informal, I would have just said, hey, me and Eric are going to be here selling our comics.
No, but I meant on when you sent it to Cincinnati Comic Expo.
If I had to set up a profile and try to sell, I don't know. Probably it would have probably been nobody.sh comics.
Okay, and you know, like, because it would have been Whack Comics.
Well, I guess I answered my own question. It would have been that,
but instead it was almost the opposite. It was here's the individual people.
Yeah,
but they're part of a
bigger. It would have been as if back when you were doing stuff with Mike and Ray,
right.
Whack Comics. If you'd have just put it under your name and showed up, and the three of you'd have been there. You mentioned T-shirts. If you'd have had some giant banners or whatever that said Whack Comics, I don't know. It seemed odd to me. Because I think that on the website they would have said, you know, we're a like-minded group, like the people that sit across from us, the older people, Pantheon or whatever. Their little profile thing on the expo website said Pantheon. It was a group. It was like actually it was like R.L. Stein or whoever the writer was.
Uh-huh.
And from Pantheon. Hmm. And the rest of the Pantheon gang will be there.
They didn't cause me any trouble. Except for when I had my had my baseball go over the fence and they got really angry.
Yeah. You stay out of our yard! They were nice people.
Yeah. I said I had no problem with them. Definitely not with Chris. Yeah.
No one was really a jerk. Except for that kid that tried to steal your comic.
Yeah.
And the guys next to me who wouldn't turn down their loud music.
You were the old guy.
I was the old
guy. Turn down that music. Dagnabbit. So we talked about a little bit seating and... Did we talk about seating? Or is that kind of what we've been chatting about?
No, we haven't touched on the seating.
Okay. At least we weren't right next to the bathrooms.
We were right
across the bathrooms.
The bathrooms were all interconnected. Mm-hmm. It was like a maze with the urinals built into the wall.
It was a unisex.
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had family restrooms.
It was like the Thunderdome. You show up, and if you have to go, you have to battle the other people to go to the bathroom.
To try to get toilet time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Seating was pretty nice. It was like a half circle type of thing. Mm-hmm. We were all up against the wall, which I was worried about. On the way there, I talked and I said, I don't want to be back to back with somebody. Right. I don't like that. I'm not very comfortable. It's not some sort of, old school assassin thing. I don't like people behind me. I put a lot of my junk. I just set it behind me, my bags, my pencils, my extra comics, extra posters and stuff. People on the other side of us, they're going to be doing the same thing. All of a sudden, we got a pile of stuff behind us. Who's getting into what? Where's going higher? It's problematic to set back to back with somebody. I appreciate the fact that we were up against a wall.
Some really crazy looking walls, too.
Giant, blurry kid spaces.
Chris said on his, I took a picture of him, he said he felt like he was on a acid trip. How it looked. He was on like a freeway or a street or something. with some kind of acid trip while people were flashing by him.
Giants.
Yeah.
Giant children streaking him.
Yeah, there's quite some interesting pictures up there. But, I felt a little disconnected from everyone. I know we talked about that.
Yeah.
At the same time, I guess I do kind of like being against the wall. I like that at Gym City, but
City,
I felt a little disconnected because of how the horseshoe. And I know it might be some more different. I think next year from right here. So yeah. I don't know what it's gonna be like.
It's hard to say whether or not they should change it because we don't know what the heck it's gonna look like. I prefer the way things are at Gym City because everyone's up against a wall. I prefer this, everyone up against the wall again, to Space, which was just in like a big auditorium. Everyone's back to back to back. They've got you squared off, so it's like six tables together. You're all sharing a main center space. Depending on who you're next to, depending on who you're back to back with or diagonal to, that can get hairy. Because the one time I went to Space, you've got people fighting over chairs. Somebody gets there beforehand, and they bring more than two guests, and they grab a chair, and you show up, and you need that chair, and they're like, oh, I didn't think there's anyone here. Can't you just go get another chair? And it turns into this crap.
I'm using this chair to melt army men onto rocks.
On the rocks. It happens.
I'm making my comic book right now so I can sell it. They're all individual.
Custom comics.
What would you like?
Tell me your name. I'll make you the main character. Steven.
Just give me 10 seconds. Here's 32 pages. $10. Would you like my comic? No, it's pre-made. It has quality put all over it.
There's no wood chip glued to the back of yours.
Oh, boy.
Does it come with a free slice of pizza?
I don't have staples. I'm just going to use my chewing gum to keep the pages together. I love Space. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not trying to make this an anti thing. I thought the bathrooms kind of stunk. I know you and I have different opinions.
What do you mean, like they smelled bad?
Yeah, they smelled bad. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no sense of smell.
Okay, well, I walked in and it was like a wall.
I was confused. Mm-hmm. And, you walk in, there's a row of sinks, and then there's a wall.
Women started screaming.
and then you go past the wall and there's another row of sinks and another wall. You walk past that wall and it's like, hey, here's some toilets. And then another wall.
Uh-huh. So just go on the wall.
You walk past that wall, and there's a row of urinals. Then you turn around, and there's like 17 different exits out of that one room. One of them leads into the women's room. One of them leads into the family bathroom. It's like, what the hell is this?
You can use the family bathroom now.
Only if I had my family with you.
I don't know.
I tried to use the men's. That, you know, I went in there, I think the second time I went in to pee, because I pee a lot, there was a guy reading a comic while peeing. Like, he had the comic in his left hand, and he was flipping pages with his thumb. Very skilled. This guy's done this before. Yeah. And he had his penis in his right hand, peeing at the urinal. Just going to town, like, splashing, you know, and he's flipping through the comic, going, Weirdest thing.
When I was at San Diego, and I had to go to the bathroom, my strap had broke on those big, huge bags. So I had my green backpack I was carrying. But the other one had broke. And it was carrying tons of comics, free comics at this time. So it snapped.
None of which you brought back to me. That's fine.
You got a poster out of it.
I got two posters out.
Had I got you comic books?
Yes, you did.
It would have been like... I would have had, like, the thing snapped and I whacked myself in the face. Anyhow, so I go to the bathroom, and now what do I do, right?
Yeah.
So I have to pry it between my legs. So I'm holding the bag between, this heavy bag between my legs, as I'm peeing.
Could have been worse.
It's
could have been pooping.
It was, well, yeah. I don't know, that might have been easier, because I might have been, like, at least sitting, and it would have been prepped, like, on my feet. But this, I had to use every leg muscle, not peeing on the bag.
Was there a line of people?
There was quite a many people in
you
there.
You could have just said, hey, can you hold this while I take a piss?
And I didn't want to touch the ground.
Hold my sack while
part
I
of
piss.
The, part of the strap that broke off did touch the bag, ground. So I had to cut, I had to break up my little utility thing out of my keys and cut it off. I felt like Jerry Seinfeld.
And then you stabbed a man in the eye.
And then I had to zip up. All right, so I had a whole, you know, it's, oh. Anyway, that's my peeing story.
Hellish.
From San Hellish. Diego. That didn't make the San Diego cut.
No, a lot of things didn't.
You're finding more stuff out. No, anyway, that's it. That's it for that.
That's segment
for today's,
too.
For today's segment.
A lot more disappointing than I thought.
Yeah, well, it'll be better in the next one.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
Welcome back. The third topic for tonight's episode.
Tour tonight.
Tonight.
Tour tonight. I think that's what Superman's cousin, Ted, is allergic to.
Tour tonight. Why ain't that tour tonight? Killed me. Our sales. How did you do, Mr. Hughes?
I did okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to get specific. I don't know if I...
You don't have to give any...
No, yeah. I will, because I... haven't pulled any punches thus far.
No, that's true.
On any of these podcasts. I made $65.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from my perspective on your stuff, you did very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I told Ray, co-creator of Black Comics, that our sales were shitty. Because they were.
The Whack Comic sales?
Yes.
Were shitty?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys sold, what, 2 books? And one poster?
One poster and 2 books. And one book was only because my friend Allison, who said showed up,
yeah.
She owed me money for a book.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Barry.
Barry, who really, come on, he bought that for me.
He bought it for you. I was going around thinking, oh, man, he must have bought it for me. But no.
No.
I was clean shaven. He bought it clearly for you.
You made out with the sketches, though.
Yes, what I've never ever done before.
And you're going to continue to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I might just keep upping the price. Next con, $200 a sketch.
That's insane. But if you sell one, you're set.
That's right.
I made a quick list here of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
How much I sold of which of my posters. Because I had a poster of Captain America, one of the Joker, Harley Quinn, one of Nightcrawler, one of Thor, and one of Wolverine. The way I figured, I started out with 35 of each poster printed. You guess which one I sold more of. Captain America, Harley Quinn, Joker, Nightcrawler, Thor, Wolverine.
I think it was your Wolverine. My second guess is Thor.
You would be horribly wrong with Wolverine. And still wrong, but not as wrong with Thor. I sold 8 Captain America posters.
Wow.
8 Captain America posters. I sold 4 of the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
Except for Wolverine.
Hmm.
Sold 1, gave 1 away.
Because I always heard you talking about the Wolverine.
Yeah. Because everyone walked up and looked at the, well, that's a pretty cool one. I'm like, really? You like it? You know, and I talked to somebody for 20 minutes, and they're like, yeah, yeah, that's awesome. I'll buy one of the Captain Americas. Don't get it. Captain America almost didn't get any printed of, because I'm not happy with the piece. The yeah. only reason I did it is because they're making a movie.
And a Thor movie.
Yeah, which yeah. Thor didn't sell that well.
Well, I think the next, I think if we do Gem City, it's closer to the Thor movie, and the definitely closer to the Thor movie than the Captain America movie.
Yeah.
And that will sell like gangbusters, unless you do a new one.
Well, then I started thinking about, is it because Captain America's, you know, he's kneeled there, he's bloody, mm-hmm. you know, there are Hydra agents around him. Where Thor is over a white background, mm-hmm. just looking cool. I don't know if that made a difference or not.
You know, maybe Thor versus
Shazam.
I think someone did that.
Yes, they did. Yeah. The guy that was 2 weeks down yeah. from us. I don't remember his name.
No, but Thor versus the Destroyer, or Thor versus goblin creatures.
Do not know.
Something like that.
But I thought Nightcrawler would sell, you know. But apparently,
I think Nightcrawler would have sold.
Half the people didn't even know he was dead.
X-Men 2 came out.
Well, I'm not even talking about movies. Like, the reason I drew Nightcrawler is because he died, and people on the internet were like, they were upset.
Wait, Nightcrawler? I didn't know. Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did die.
Yeah. Spoiler from, you know, 3 months ago.
I remember, though, when X-Men 2 came out, and I did Free Comic Book Day sketches, and I did a whole bunch of Nightcrawlers. Or maybe it was for the X-Men. I did it at Regal. I did sketches at Regal Theater for when the night it came out. Well, either or.
Yeah.
I did a whole bunch of Nightcrawlers that time.
Also on my list here, I wrote, I sold 8 issue number 1s for Clobber Vance.
Hmm.
I sold 2 full sets, and one guy bought an issue 1 and an issue 2. But a lot of people just sampling issue number 1. So I'm probably going to have to get more number 1s printed.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you just waiting for the set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
So
I also sold 1 Johnny Cash poster.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
There's
like 2 left?
Yeah, there's 2 left.
Okay. Well, I know.
Which poster did you sell? T-Rex or the group shot?
T-Rex. That was to your cuz.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it Ryan that bought it?
The
blonde one?
Who? Not the Mario Brothers shirt. The other shirt.
That was Seth.
Yeah. Because I thought I was going to sell a copy to a comic book to Mario Brothers.
Ryan.
But that didn't happen. Yeah, so my sales sucked. I'm not going to blame the con. I like the con. I don't think I had anything to do with it.
No, but you made
right.
at least 50 bucks in sketches,
no,
right?
75.
That's why I said at least
yeah,
50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll tell what I made, too.
You made 75 bucks in sketches. That is awesome.
The one made me 20. The one landed me 20 bucks.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, that was
a drawing.
And
yeah.
pencil and your eye. Exploded.
Yeah, I was done after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still made it. I made it quite a bit. So what is that? 11 before the Yoda sketch. That would have been.
Now there were
11
people.
Sketches, I guess, because of $5 each.
Yeah. There were other people there doing sketches.
Right.
Charging double digits.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I tried to promote that at one point where I said, "Well, you're saving 30, 40 bucks on mine."
Now these 30, 40 bucks were these people color ink?
I don't know. I don't get up and get around.
And we had talked at Red Robin after the con. More people started buying sketches from you when they saw you sketching.
Right.
When the con first started and we're just sitting there, it was pretty slow. Like an hour and a half, 2 hours into it, I was scared.
Not including the VIP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even the VIP... Let's be honest with ourselves. We spent a half hour talking to that kid who didn't buy a damn thing from us. He just wanted us to review his 147-page comic.
Novella, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of a waste of time. And we encountered that numerous times. You know, your friends, my friends, Barry. People gather around the table. Not a lot of room for people to see what's going on.
I tend to notice that, and this kind of goes back to one of the previous things we talked about, everyone seems to show up at the same time. And I love that people show up. I love people that come to see us. But for me, it's always everyone amasses, like some kind of exodus down to wherever I am.
Yeah. Well, when the cave girls came around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like five of them, and then, you know, the creepy chaperone.
Yeah.
They were all gathered around at the same time. And there are probably more pictures of us on the internet surrounded by those cave girls, because everyone was taking a picture of them, than us.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of pictures of our... Oh, I thought it was pictures of you, but I haven't seen many pictures of...
Well, there's pictures of me.
Yeah, there's pictures of you.
On bathrooms from here to St. Louis.
But, you know, so... one of the things we talked about last podcast was putting my name on the sheet. And
yeah.
I know you said no, and I said I was going to... promotion for me to maybe go to my... They didn't get my card.
Yeah.
And one sketch covered the cost of the printing.
Yeah.
So that worked out fine.
I never did fill the paper. What type of paper was that? Was it just 8.5 by 11 cut in half?
Yeah, but it was a little thicker.
A little thicker?
A little thicker.
Remember the weight of it? No. It was like 10 pounds?
It wasn't that thick. It wasn't as thick as I would like.
Okay.
But whatever.
Yeah.
It still worked out.
So do you track the hits to your website?
No.
You don't?
No.
Like, you're not interested, or you don't know how?
I don't know how, and...
Look into Google Analytics. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That it's the simplest way. It's what I use.
Okay.
All you have to do is copy a little line of code, put it on your front page. Do you have a... and set up a Gmail account for yourself, a Google email?
Yeah, I have a way you can contact me.
No. If you register with Google and, and get an email address, you know, justinwasson@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I have a couple of Gmail accounts.
You have a Gmail,
two different Gmail accounts.
Under, when you log into your email, there should be a thing in there where you can, like, use Google Apps or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of their things is Google Analytics. If you copy a line of code from the Google Analytics website, paste it onto your website in the HTML, it won't screw with anything. You just paste it in there. And anytime anybody goes to that page, the index, it'll send information to Google Analytics.
Hmm.
You can trace like hits per day, IP addresses they came from, region they came from. It gives you so much information. More information than I know what to do with. Some days it depresses me, because some days it's like, hey, 6 people went to your website.
Right.
And then some days it's like, oh, 72 people went to your website.
That might not be good for me then, because I already get depressed enough.
It'd be interesting to see.
Okay. Why do you think I didn't sell as much, Bruce?
I would say the primary reason you didn't sell any of your comics was because of the picture you had up on Cincinnati Comic Expo website.
Yeah, I thought it was a good picture. I didn't think my evil stare would scare people away.
You didn't look trustworthy, and frankly, people couldn't recognize you.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people saying, do you know where this guy is? And they had printouts of the picture off the website.
Like a mugshot?
Like blown up. Taped on the side of a milk cart, and they're walking around. Have you seen this artist? I can't pick him out in a crowd.
They probably got them going to Chris Pritchard's table, because that was supposed to be ours.
Pritchard's?
Pritchard. Sorry, Chris.
Kiss. Well, that makes sense, because his pictures are so attractive.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You want to his name is...
Chris Pritchard's pictures.
Chris Pritchard's pictures.
Pickle picker pumpkin eater.
Oh,
oh boy. Dear Lord. Yes, I like the pick. You know, I'm not even going to pick. I wanted to pick last time, so I'm not going to pick. But apparently, that's my reason. Was the song.
For,
you know, and I know what it was.
Headshot.
I had my hand covering my beard.
Yes.
People could have seen it.
The attractiveness was gone. It's your best feature.
Damn you, Chris, for taking away my attractiveness.
You were in your hat, your plumber's hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was very popular at the...
A lot of people had this.
Yeah.
A lot of people had that. Your buddy Forney had one.
Yeah. I'll have to start wearing my
top.
It
made him look taller. I will say.
Oh, boy. So there's a Superman auction.
Yes, there was. Which, your idea.
Right.
And damn you for it. Because I was going to donate my Thor original drawing back when I thought Thor was going to be popular.
Right.
And the redheaded girl, I'm just going to call her Jean Grey. I don't know her name.
I called her Lana Lang because she was picking up Superman stuff. And I called her Lois, and then I started calling her Lana because of the red hair. But Jean works.
Yeah, Jean's okay. Better. Thank you.
Whatever.
So she was coming around looking for Superman stuff, and you ask her, probably on my behalf, hey, are they doing anything besides the Superman stuff? And she didn't know. She wasn't sure. And she never came back. So I thought, you know, screw it. I'm just going to keep my Thor original. which I had the intention of giving that away. You had the great idea. It was a great idea. I think you contacted Matt and pitched it to him. Hey, why don't you make the action Superman centric?
Because Superman's not coming to Cincinnati.
Yeah, because Michael J. Straczynski has pneumonia or Bell's palsy or something. I don't know. And I honestly just didn't have time to do the Superman thing.
There was a lot for the amount of time that people had.
I think people just have stock Superman stuff.
That might be.
Or Pritchard. Chris Pritchard sitting next to us. Freaking broke out the watercolors and painted one right there.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed by that. Now I went up to Matt and asked, hey, I even went up to him. I didn't tell you this. And asked him if I could give him my posters for the auction. And he said, no, we already have too much stuff, so
they had a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Had he said yes, I would have come back and got your stuff.
Yeah. Now I theorizing here, under these, I don't know how to word this properly. I don't think they did well.
The auctions. Yeah, not. I mean, I knew people that were there, and it didn't go
up there. To, you know.
Didn't go too well.
They had a lot of stuff, maybe too much stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a lot for people to sit through.
I don't think there were a lot of people there to begin with.
Matt, Andrew, if you are listening, something I would suggest: loudspeaker, bullhorn.
Right.
When panels and stuff were happening, when things were happening outside of the little artist area, we didn't know. I expected somebody to come by and say, 4:30, the action will commence in 15 minutes. At 4:30, the action will... You know,
hear ye, hear ye.
Well, yeah, there was a town crier. Somebody walking through with a sandwich the board and a bell. 4:30 and the auction is beginning. You know, just... Because at 4:30, there were still a lot of people out there hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Buying stuff. I think if somebody would have, you know, rung a bell or blew a whistle or whatever and said, yeah, they were going to be auctioning some stuff here in a couple of minutes, I think people would have maybe ran in there to say, oh, shit, what are they auctioning? I'm interested in this.
Right. They didn't have. Maybe next year. Maybe next year they'll do another auction.
Yeah.
And but I know, two people I know pretty well bought my stuff because it's me and they're, you know, they want to support me. I won't say how much because I think it was a silent auction.
Yeah.
But the story goes... is as my mom is Stephanie, whatever. And the story, I won't say how much though, but the story goes is that my mom and Stephanie were going to buy it together. And I think however it worked was, I think it was Stephanie said she was going to spend this much money. And then my mom went for the auction for a lot more. And so I was like, well, I'm helping buy it, so he just spent my money. And so, yeah, it went for a little bit. But, hey, it went for a good cause.
Oh, yeah, great cause. That's the thing.
Different causes. And
yeah, and it's easy for me to sit back, you know, in an armchair quarterback and say, well, I would have done this, and the outcome would have been different. I have no freaking clue.
But it's not just me. It was also the people, like I said, my mom's stuff, and I think people there had more people known or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you said, with some kind of loudspeaker or... Yeah, yeah. And, I, you know, I don't think there are loudspeakers. I don't know how it works.
It was a Coliseum, wasn't it? Not a Coliseum. What was it? It was a Coliseum.
Gladiators!
Exactly. Roman!
I am Maximus Romeus.
I give him the thumbs down. What was it? An arena. That's what it is. Not a Coliseum. The modern version of a Coliseum. An arena.
When Murphy Anderson battled that tiger... Michael Uslan was filming it. I was so bummed out I didn't get to see him though.
Managed to see Tony Moore.
I never got on the.
I couldn't find where the hell he was.
We were on the west side of the tracks. So we weren't allowed to mix it up with the. Now I'm trying to mix Outsiders with West Side Story.
That's way too much.
Yeah, we were the Leathers and they were the. The Jocks.
Confused.
We couldn't make it.
Where's our pink suede jackets?
No, we wouldn't have had those. Okay. We would have had the leather jackets. We were the greasers.
Not the suede.
No, we were not the, we weren't the high school jocks.
I had a beard. I'm not sure where I would have fallen in there.
So anyhow, that's the auction. Had some highs and lows in it from what I hear.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they hung it up kind of across from us. So we got to look at it, the pile of Superman paraphernalia grow and grow and grow.
And on the bottom was the non-Superman stuff. And
is that what it was?
Yeah, including, I think, Walking, not The Walking Dead. Who worked with Kirkman?
Tony Moore.
He donated several different pieces.
Really? See, he was the guy I wanted to go talk to. Couldn't find him.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, hey, have you seen Tony Moore? Do you know where Tony Moore is? And I went up. I didn't see his name on the map. I just couldn't find
him. He might have switched tables with Chris as well.
He might have. But it's not like I spent like 20 minutes looking for him. Because, you know, we're there to sell stuff, and I feel guilty walking away. Mm-hmm. I went over, and how long did I spend? 10, 15 minutes looking at the trades? They were $3 for some of this stuff. Didn't find anything I wanted. All the stuff I wanted to buy in trades, it wasn't there. I don't need copies of old X-Force comics.
I got up to girls, which sounds bad, but they
the
walked
twins.
Away. The twins. And I could not find them, and I felt terrible. But apparently...
They came back.
They came back, and I apologized, but they said, don't apologize. So, that's the only time I got up, I think. So, I think that's it. We talked about Super Auction and things like that, and we'll be coming back for
Segment four,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com, check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
And we continue with segment four. The topic is next year.
Yeah.
Next year. You didn't get the survey. I got the survey.
No.
I think you were actually gone. This was, might have been one of the... I think you went to the bathroom or something.
I was there when you filled out the survey.
Right, but not when they were passing it out.
Yeah.
Right. And it took me a while to get to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to be honest about my thoughts and...
It sounds like I left the table a lot. I didn't. No. I guess a lot of interesting things just happened when I left.
Yes.
I try not to leave. I have a tiny bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, serve it.
That's all right. So, and that's when I found out that's probably going to be another...
location.
Yeah, I think they're going to use a Coliseum next time. they're going to have all the artists in the center, and then the people can
It'll
sit
be at,
around us.
Paul Brown Stadium.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is. Who is that?
I think it's where the Bengals play.
Not the Browns? The Browns play at the Paul Bengal Stadium?
It's Pete Bengal.
Okay, Pete Bengal.
No, Paul I'm Brown. Pretty sure Paul Brown Stadium is the Bengals play.
Okay, I don't know.
Hey, well, what
I'm going to get punched for it if I don't know it anyhow. So
I
don't care. Go Bears. So, yeah, I would definitely do the Cincinnati Comic Expo. It was a lot of fun. Once again, I didn't do a lot of sales. I did do a lot of sketches. I don't know why.
Besides, well,
besides the picture, but
something.
I don't blame the expo.
I don't blame the expo. Great time, well managed. Kind of a mean older lady letting us in the door, though.
She was tough.
Didn't believe we were who we said we were.
I had to whip out my Social Security birth certificate.
Couldn't tell us the orders of the table.
Yeah.
Just confusing.
She was very nice to give me another wristband.
Yeah, we were there a little early, so maybe she wasn't prepared. Because there weren't names or numbers laid out on the tables
not yet.
So, not a mean old lady. God, that's probably Matthew's grandmother or something. so she wasn't mean. She was...
going to the next...
No, I'm not. I'm banned. She did her job. If she was head of security, she... She busted my ass. Shit, I don't know what I was talking about.
I don't know either.
I'll be there next year.
Don't bring her back.
If you'll let me attend.
She was the bouncer.
She was.
Yeah.
She made sure we were who we were.
Because she's like, what's your name? And she kept on like guarding. She put her hands up on the list.
Well, that's kind of smart, because we could have just looked
right.
And be like,
that's
oh,
why
my
I
name's,
started whipping out my ID.
It's Kel Crum.
Yeah. Oh, God. You want to do a jam session, lady?
Hey, aw.
Anyway, we ended up getting this wrong table anyhow. That's
yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to
okay,
say.
Okay, thank you.
Jesus, then I'm choking on the idea I just found in my head. So, talking to Chris Pritchard.
Yes.
We were talking about different things, sell at different cons. We need to figure that out. Because at Gem City, we were selling comics, you were doing sketches and posters and stuff like that. Cincinnati's a different market. I think they had very different tastes compared to Dayton.
I had an idea about that, too. Now, Gem City is up at the right adept at the
Wright State Student Union.
Right. Correct. Well, I guess that doesn't work out.
No, college to college.
Yeah, college to college. But I felt this was even more attached to the college than the Wright.
You had to like drive into Xavier.
So there might have just been a lot of people
to
like
find this place.
You know, hey, what's going on outside my dorm room today?
Oh, really? I don't know the people, because I asked most people, hey, where are you from? Some people were from Indiana. Hmm. Some people were from Kentucky, you know. I mean, some people were from up here around us.
Well, I know.
I don't think it was just, you know, college people walking out of the dorm saying, oh, look, there's one of those comic-y book things going on. I don't think it was that.
Okay. Well, that was my hope. But yeah, I think you're right. Chris, you know, did bring up the fact that he does a lot of different things, and some things do well, some things don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna do a post just like you did next time for whatever convention it is, wherever expo it is.
Yeah.
Try to use the terms right.
Licensed character.
Versus my characters. Right. Yeah. Still have. I think I'll still bring my posters. Apparently, people love that dinosaur one. They go, no, look. Here's a dinosaur one and this one. It took me 48 hours to do this.
We'll need to figure out a better way to...
It's not $10, no matter what the guy next to me says.
I thought it was $10.
Screwing me out of my sale, Bruce.
We need to talk about how I described your comic, too.
I loved it.
I would suggest, if we're both selling posters next time, do what the guy that was on the other side of Chris did, where he had a portfolio there. You could flip through it.
Yes.
And when you said, like, a poster, yeah, he picked it out from there.
Right. I was thinking that as well.
Yeah, because I had my posters just, you know, kind of scattered there on the front. People were flipping through them and stuff like that. But if it was in a book, and if both me and you did more 11x17s, which you should really get with my wife, for your printing,
right?
Right. If we both had 11x17s, if we had a total of like 15, 20 11x17s, which I don't think is unrealistic.
10 each.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we put them in a portfolio. People flip through it. They tell us what they like. We have some already pre-rolled or rubber banded. Boom, there you go.
I always feel weird about rolling.
We don't have to roll them.
I'm just saying. Whenever
I left all mine flat.
When they, I think it was, he got the dinosaur one, and he rolled it up, and I was like.
Yeah. Because you can screw that up.
You already got my, you already gave me the money, so it's yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you bought a comic book for me and then rolled it up and put it in your back pocket, I would have a,
We should consider that.
I think that's a very good idea.
If we're both doing this, yeah.
I think it's a very good idea. Now, what were you just saying? We were just saying something about... I don't know, we were talking about something. Something.
We've been talking for the last
hour.
No,
but it wasn't on the list. It wasn't on the list. We just had...
Oh, how I described your comic?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, God. Jiminy Crisp. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I did a horrible job of describing my comic, too.
No, see, I think you do a good job of describing... It interests me when you talk about gods living in a trailer park.
Yeah, but that's such a small part of my comic.
Okay.
But that's the one sentence summary.
Uh-huh. I mean, I don't know how to describe my comic to people.
I had a horrible time.
The one woman, this one woman was like, "What are you using Stephen Hawking's method?" And I think, "What, time travel doesn't even exist?"
No.
Well, maybe it does exist. Just we haven't caught up to the facts yet.
No.
No, I said temporal fiction.
One woman came up very dry. I think she was older lady wearing all black or whatever. She struck me as a professor of some sort. And yeah, she was really trying to hold you down to
Stephen Hawking's.
Yeah, what science you had to back up your theories. And
I was like, I am not using those theories.
It is a large mini comic.
Dude.
Yeah.
I played Cards with Data.
Love that show.
Yeah, me too. But you jokingly described it in one way, and then I laughed, and you continued to describe it in one way, and I'm like, stop describing it in this way.
It was Quantum Leap meets Schindler's List.
Right. Because you, no, I guess I did say Schindler's List to begin with.
Yes,
because you said
it's... My thing was, it's a time travel adventure comic where the time travelers make horrible, horrible mistakes. That have dire consequences for them. Mm-hmm. I said, basically, Justin tortures these people for 60 pages.
Yeah. True. Very true.
Having read your comic, that's the way I saw it.
Because I do that to most of my characters when I create people. I treat them how basically gods treated me.
So then,
I'm sorry, I'm about to start crying.
Trying to shorten.
So yes,
it was Quantum Leap,
which is time travel, and then you looked over at me, and I first depressing thing that popped in my head was Schindler's List. And you took off with that.
Yes, I did. And then eventually, I think you grew tired of that.
Yeah.
So then I changed it to Cheers meets Babylon 5. Which was just very inaccurate.
And then I think we just started going with people that didn't care what ended up happening, you know. And I think people were, well, does it affect them? No. But then you did say, I think the best thing you did was when you said that it's a complete story.
It is.
Leave up some questions.
No. I did, George, the last 2 or 3 hours there, say it is a complete story. There's a beginning, mm-hmm. a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
You don't have to come back next year and try to find the next issue of this.
Right.
Justin tells the entire story here, which, as someone who would be going out and buying independent comics from just two random guys sitting there, with no fancy banners hanging up behind them or whatever, we're not a studio, we're not a comic book company, we're just two individuals, I would feel better getting a full story. Because, let's be honest, these people don't know if I'm going to finish the next issue of Clobber. They have no clue. Half those people there bought issue ones of comics that may never have an issue number two. But you're giving them a full package.
The done deal. Yeah. And, I don't know. Like I said, I know $10 is a little high. I think, I feel, yours were less, but I can't sell for that much cheaper without not.
You got screwed on your printing.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have to take a loss on that.
So.
But you got screwed on your printing. It shouldn't cost that much.
I would always love to do what Chris did with, I think he'd use his Kabam or not Comic Express. I know some people get messed over from that.
Kablam?
Okay. Who's Kaboom? That was the character by Jeff Loeb and Jeff...
Marat?
Yeah, no. Merritt. No, not Merritt. Whoever went on to do storyboards for the Batman and Jackie Chan.
Matsuda? Jeff Matsuda?
Yeah, Jeff Matsuda and Jeff Loeb, yeah. They did Kaboom. Kaboom?
Did it? I thought Joe Madureira was involved in that.
No, he did...
Or Madureira.
Battle Chasers.
I thought he did something with Jeff Lowe.
I don't know. What wasn't that?
Whichever.
Anywho. So, I think that wraps up. Any final thoughts you want to say?
Not that I can think of. No? I mean, just...
I'm going to thank Matt and Andrew again.
Yeah, and Chris was a nice guy. Yeah. And other random people that walked up to us and...
Oh, we forgot to mention the one thing about Chris. We should finish this up because it is the podcast.
Yes.
That when we're talking to Chris...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we've known this guy 11 minutes so far.
And he comes and he looks at us and he says, do you guys do a podcast?
Yeah. And at first he said, you guys' voices are pretty familiar.
Yeah. And I won't say who said what. I say we said this to him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Which is, pausing, beats. Were you insulted?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. I go, are you sure no one insulted you?
Yeah.
Because we did make fun of people's names or pictures or whatnot. And
we
just goofing,
continue
just
to
goofing
do
around.
So. It's nothing personal.
Right.
I don't know who the hell Gerald is.
Right. But he has good taste in music.
He has.
For him.
Taste in music.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good.
For him, it's good. Or maybe he's a masochist. He doesn't like it. Anyhow. So, finally he admitted that he wasn't insulted, and we admitted that we did. And that was the first time either of us had been voice recognized.
Yeah.
I'm recognized in certain other areas at a movie theater for being the sketch guy at comic book shows, but I've never been voice recognized.
I'm in a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
So, I get recognized at restaurants and stuff like that. But the thing is, I'm always the idiot in the commercials. I'm the burglar that gets caught, or the mechanic, or and it's weird when people, I've seen you before. I'm like, probably, but I'm not that guy.
So, thought that was very flattering.
It was. Yeah. It was awesome. I won't lie. That was really, really cool.
Yeah. So thanks, Chris, again.
Yep.
And we're gonna throw your website up.
Yeah.
On here, and hopefully you'll promote us equally. If
we'll
not,
see.
Oh well.
There's nothing lost. So, episode 18 comes to a close. BruceRHughes.com.
JustinWaston.com.
We're both on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I am continuing to try to finish up Clobber Vance.
I am working on something I'm not allowed to talk about, which is not the big project, but it's a pretty important thing.
Have you told me what it is?
Yes. That would be for,
Yeah.
We're using hand signals now.
Horrible hand signals of death. The hell were you? You were like a pugilist.
That was my... I can't even say the worst thing is?
I got it.
Yeah.
He's just over here going, and I'm like, I understand completely.
So I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Or getting prepped to get working on that. And then...
Potentially paying work.
Yes.
We can say that.
Yes. Yeah. But that's all.
I'm working on the stuff that doesn't pay. Raising my son.
And I'm thinking about doing the collections, and I came up with something. Steph and I were talking the other day.
Okay, you're talking about collecting
the groups, and how to make it work on some of the issues that we are talking about.
Yeah. We'll do another podcast eventually.
Yeah.
Once something.
Talk about Wildstorm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, we do have that to talk about. Okay. So, signing off.
Take care. Bye.